This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys.
Stretch. Oh, I got to stretch. I did not sleep well last night. I didn't sleep well the night before that. Well, mind you, you can't go to bed right after watching Game of Thrones. All right? And boy, gosh, Game of Thrones. You know, if you guys haven't seen the series, and I know a lot of you that haven't out there, you're like, I don't want to get started. I heard first season wasn't that good. Let me just say, this is one of the very few series where every season gets better than the previous one. It's fantastic. But that's not why I couldn't sleep. I could sleep. I just get up a lot. And, you know, my husband, every morning, will go, how'd you sleep? How'd you sleep? I mean, I really don't care. We talk to each other every morning. It's just like a little routine. How'd you sleep? And even if I had a crappy night's sleep, I'm like, oh, I slept good. But, you know, I don't want to tell him. Because when I do tell him, he's like, is it me? Was I snoring? And it isn't. And I figured out what it was. And I don't know how to fix this problem. It's one of these things where I'm just really overwhelmed. And, no, it's not the hormones. It's not the hormones because, you know, as I'm going through the change, I think the hormones are pretty good. My doctor's doing a great job. It's not having to get up and pee because I've done that before. I get up and pee and then I go back to bed. It's the cats and the dogs. And they have overtaken the bed. To the point where they now think they have top-of-the-bed access. And in the middle of the night, my dog is on my pillow at the top of the bed, in between me and my husband, and not at the bottom of the bed. Animals are supposed to have bottom of the bed, if any. And one of my dogs and one of my cats purposely takes my pillow, pushes me to the side, and takes top-of-the-bed access. Now, I have intervened. I have put my foot down. It sounds something like this. Uzi, you're just not supposed to be. Sounds something like that, but I don't think she understands what that is. But the cat, I will throw the cat off the bed. Throw the cat. Cats always land on their feet. Throw the cat. Catapult the cat. That's why it's called a catapult. Because cats go, meow! Right? And they catapult. Oh, I catapult the cat off. Can't catapult the dog. She's got a big tush. Can't catapult the dog. Doesn't matter. When they come on the bed, they like top of the bed access. I can't change that. And I don't know what I did. I mean, I don't treat the dogs like kings and queens. They eat their dog food. I give them scrappings. I make them go pee-pee and poo-poo in their potty box and outside. But apparently they, you know, get this role that they are worthier than they are. And I just don't know how to fix it. And, you know, you think it's a joke, but really, it's impeding my sleep. So what I've done is I've tried to do barriers. So I build a little pillow fort around me. Doesn't matter. The dog can't get within the pillow fort. Or what they do is when I get up to pee, they, you know, take my spot. Now, the other thing that I told you guys about, which I know you don't believe me, is we have one cat, the male cat, and he is kind of like, you know, the Eisenhower of the group. Although, you know, he's not as nice as Eisenhower. And he will, Stalin maybe, and he will deputize them and delegate orders for them to wake me up so that certain things happen. If they wake me up, then I have to feed. If I'm asleep, he doesn't get his feed, so he has the cats jump on me to wake me up. And so I've really just lost control. And I'm really nervous about that because I got two teenagers. I don't want to lose control over that. You know, I got a husband. I got multiple jobs. I got a lot of things going on in my life. And I can't even control how I sleep. So I bring this up because, one, you need to get control. And getting control sometimes means taking your kids or your cats or your dogs or even your husband and kicking them out of the bed so you get some sleep. But I empower all of you guys. If I'm going to give you guys any work to do this week, is if there's something that you just don't have control over and it is messing up your life and messing with your health, you take control. And I still don't know. It sounds easier. Doesn't it sound easier said than done? I know. Well, I feel all empowered because I just saw a bunch of dragons and Game of Thrones and all that. And then I also saw Endgame. Got to see Endgame. Endgame was fantastic. You cry. I cried in Endgame. I cried. Just be prepared. Okay? You're going to be crying. I don't know why, but probably, again, because I'm not sleeping. All right. What are we going to talk about today? Well, oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, boy. Okay. There's a video game that could detect the early stages of Alzheimer's better than medical tests. They're saying Sea Hero Quest. I don't play that, but I need to find that out. All right? Children and teen disability is on the rise. Their deaths are falling, but their disability is on the rise. We also have a Whopper that's vegetarian. I guess Burger King is rolling out the nationwide plant-based Impossible Whopper. We'll tell you how people like that. Also, there's a urine test that may put an end to pap smear screening. I don't know if I'm a big fan of that. And remember we talked about rat lungworm in Hawaii? We have now another case in Hawaii. I don't know. I guess, you know, people are eating things contaminated with snail slime. I don't know. There's also like a drink that, you know, they drink and it's can, I think, I don't know. I don't know. I love Hawaii. And, you know, they have a lot of, you know, interesting vegetation there. So it's only a matter of time that some snail and slime or slug or something gets on your food. Not in Hawaii, but, you know, if you end up, I guess, you know, eating them. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Be careful cutting avocado with the big, huge nut in the middle, that seed. Apparently a woman sliced through her nerve and severed an artery because she was cutting avocado. They call it avocado hand. And she got rushed to an urgent care, had to have some pretty major surgery. And apparently avocado hand happens 4 times a week at Westminster Hospital alone. I don't know. I watch them make guacamole in Mexican restaurants. They don't seem to cut their hand. There's a way to hold the avocado. But people seem to just cut it because it's got that big seed. Careful, people. Or just don't eat guacamole. Eat salsa. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, believe it or not, the trial run of a vegetarian Burger King Whopper went, quote, exceedingly well. Apparently, they started testing their, quote, impossible Whopper April 1st in St. Louis. Impressive results that have complemented the traditional Whopper purchases. So, Burger King wants to have this available nationwide by the end of 2019, this year. The vegetarian patty is designed to offer a greater choice for meat lovers rather than catering to those who have been sworn off beef, according to Impossible Foods, which created the new meal. And that's what I was going to say. You don't make a vegetarian burger for vegetarians. That's not your demographic. That's not your target group. Your target group is your meat eaters that want to try to feel like they're eating healthy. Because I know a lot of vegetarians are laughing when people try to make meat patties and things like that. You know, it's funny. In Judaism, we have that, it's popular, it's successful, but it defeats the purpose. Like Passover. We just finished Passover, where you're not supposed to eat bread and grains and rice and all that, even though the Bible only talks about leavened bread. You know, rabbinical scholars have kind of, you know, interpreted that as anything that's a grain, which is really, really frustrating because, you know, especially for those of us who need carbs to poop, you know, you can't really eat a lot, and matzah just doesn't cut it. And so what ends up happening is Manischewitz and a lot of these companies that make Jewish foods and foods kosher for Passover make all these cakes and cookies that are based out of matzah flour. And, again, I think it kind of defeats a little bit of the purpose because you're not supposed to eat leavened bread, but they figure out a way how to make cakes and cookies that are kosher for Passover, meaning it's okay to eat and won't violate the Bible. And the whole point, though, of doing without on Passover is to, you know, be a little uncomfortable and remember the pain that your ancestors went through. So when you're sitting there eating cookies and cakes and things like that, it just kind of defeats the purpose. Well, same thing. You know, a vegetarian, you know, has to get out of the mindset of wanting a burger. So in fact, some vegetarians aren't going to want to look at this. They're like, look, I got off burgers and I've been happier for it. So don't be trying to tempt me with a burger or a vegan burger. Now you might have some saying, shut up, Dr. Dahlia. I want to taste a burger. Let me add it. Fine. So I'm glad that they identified that this is more for the meat eaters and the meat lovers that want to feel like they're doing a little flexitarian type stuff. So spokesperson said the Impossible Whopper test in St. Louis went really well. Burger King restaurants were targeting nationwide availability of the Impossible Whopper at the end of 2019. At the end of 2018, Burger King had 73 locations across the U.S. And the Impossible Burger, they say, is actually vegan. But it's vegan means absolutely no animal products in it. The patty's made with soy protein, coconut oil, potato protein, sunflower oil, and heme, a plant-based ingredient that makes the burger taste like meat, according to the company. Impossible Foods' mission statement claims that using animals to make meat is prehistoric and destructive technology, and using meat-free alternatives is important for the environment. I don't know. I really don't like fake food. You know, I mean, we were given plants to eat. We were given creatures to eat. You know, fish. So, you know, making something taste like meat, I don't know. Yeah, prehistoric, I get, but man never was supposed to evolve to eat meat-like products. Anyway, they say animal agriculture occupies almost half of the land on Earth, consumes a quarter of our fresh water, and destroys our ecosystems. So, one thing I will give people is we really eat way too much meat. I mean, what the hell is wrong with us? There are people that have to have meat at every single meal. Okay, when I was growing up, meat was a treat. You didn't have to necessarily have meat. Meat was expensive. I mean, in caveman days, if you did catch a zebra or something, I mean, it wasn't a daily thing. You didn't have to always have meat. So you got your protein through milk, goat's milk, cow milk, whatever. You got your protein through fish. So the one argument, and again, I'm pro-vegan and vegetarian. I can never do it. So I think you guys rock. I really do. But I do believe that the way we're going with this country is I think we do have a potential to run out of food. We really overeat. Our portions are not supposed to be the way they are. You know, when you look at the Last Supper, I mean, their plates are small. We now use platters as our plates. I had to buy paper plates the other day because I'm having a party at my house. And, oh my gosh, those plates used to be the size of what we would use as platters when I grew up. And now platters are even bigger. So it's a little confusing to me how we've allowed ourselves to evolve in this way. Yeah, we're taller. Yeah, we're bigger. Yeah, we may have more voracious appetites. But remember in the 80s when the first quarter pounder burger came out? And we were like, oh, man, that is huge. A quarter pound of beef? Maybe it came out in the 70s, but I just remember in the 80s going, oh, my gosh, that's like a big burger. I wouldn't even finish that. Oh, my gosh, I could swallow a McDonald's quarter pounder now, right, in 3 seconds flat. That's a problem. So I will agree that we need to do something where we eat less meat and we eat less. And maybe we need to follow our vegetarian and vegan friends' advice a little bit and maybe have like a vegetarian day or a vegan day. You know, people have asked, does being vegetarian or vegan, you know, help your health? Studies are mixed on it, which I was shocked. I thought all studies would be like, hell yeah, that's the way to go. But I think the reason why is you have some people that overcompensate. I think the vegans are probably the real healthiest, but they still have to watch for B12 deficiency, you know, and certain things. But the vegetarians, a lot of people that are vegetarian, I know a lot of vegetarians that are overweight. Well, they compensate with, you know, noodles and pasta and bread and rice. And, you know, we're starting to find out that, you know, one of the keys to fighting obesity is actually less sugar and less carbohydrates and eating a more, you know, higher protein meal. So, a lot of vegetarians are healthy out there, but there's a lot of vegetarians out there that are vegetarian to be vegetarian, but they're kind of doing it, they're compensating. And I get that. You know, give me some pasta, you know, and I'll forget that there's no meatballs on there. I'd almost rather you just eat the meatballs. I'd rather you have a salad and meatballs than a salad and pasta. I just think that might be a little healthier dinner. But then you have some people that go without carbs, like with Atkins, and then they overdo it on the meat. They're like, okay, well, I'm going to order a 16-ounce steak. And you're like, oh, God, no. So I think the key to any of this is try to choose vegetables when you can. Try to have more vegetable-based meals. If you have to in the beginning throw some chicken into it or make a taco salad, I get that. But start training your brain, like vegetarians and vegans do, to not always want the meat. Just because there's meat, you don't have to take it. Go with vegetables. Go with a salad. And so I instruct you guys, if I'm going to give you guys an assignment, is pick maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays. Notice I didn't choose Saturday or Sunday. Because remember, Sunday football is going to come again soon, so I can't make you guys change Sunday and church picnics and things like that. You have to be able to eat your meat. I get that. But why not Tuesdays and Thursdays be vegetarian days? Why not? Where all you could do is eat salad and fruits and vegetables those days. Why not? Or lunches all 7 days of the week are vegetarian. You don't have to have meat at lunch. You don't have to have meat at breakfast. Pick a meal a day or pick a couple days a week where you aren't gouging on meat. Now, I notice what a lot of young people are doing are these, you know, carb days. Like, this is my carb day, and then they have other days where there's no carb days. I mean, the body needs, you know, its nutrients pretty much on a daily basis, but we could go a day or two without protein. I mean, meat protein. You could get protein and egg and other things, too. But, you know, we could, you know, carbs, I'd be a little bit more hesitant on. All right. Yes, I'm going to try to follow it, too. I just can't tell you what week I'm going to start. Me, 1-877-DOLLY.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to new numbers from Customs and Border Patrol, there's a new surge of families trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Acting Deputy Director of ICE, Matt Elbin, says human traffickers are capitalizing on the recent surge of migrants trying to get into the United States.
Our first and primary goal is the safety and security of these children. These children are being victimized. We know they're being trafficked. We know they're being recycled and sent back across the border numerous times to be rented by these cartels and by these organizations.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is facing shareholders for the first time since two deadly crashes forced a grounding of the aviation giant 737 MAX jetliners.
We recognize the devastation to the families and friends of the passengers and crew members and extend our deepest sympathies to all of them.
Muilenburg also tells investors in Chicago they can have confidence in the future of Boeing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you're looking for quality auto parts, shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. With thousands of parts and accessories in stock and online, you're sure to find what you need with quick in-store delivery for those hard-to-find parts and accessories. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love when technology and medicine mix a little bit. And I also love a little do-it-yourselfing. Even though a lot of us doctors are like, okay, be careful, do-it-yourselfing. You know, we don't want you taking out your own stitches. We don't want you diagnosing yourself. But I love the idea of some sort of screens and a, you know, something doesn't seem right. Because the average patient gets diagnosed because a parent or a loved one sees something not right. And they tell you to get it checked out. And you're like, good job. So they say there's a video game that can help identify the earliest stages of Alzheimer's in a way that existing medical tests can't. This is very cool. There's a new study using a smartphone app called See Hero Quest, and it monitors how gamers with and without a genetic predisposition to Alzheimer's navigate a virtual world using their thumbs to move a little boat through a series of maritime mazes. Now, I've never played this, so I don't know exactly what this game is. They say the type of test was key because spatial navigation is emerging as a critical factor in identifying preclinical Alzheimer's disease. That's according to authors of the study, and it was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. They say players with a high genetic risk for Alzheimer's took less efficient routes to reach checkpoints in the game. What's more, the movement patterns were identified among players in the genetic risk pool who had not yet displayed any other memory problems. So they were able to see, based on the way they chose how to play the game, that there might be a propensity towards Alzheimer's. Very, very cool. Far-fetched, but cool. They say by casting an online global net for survey subjects, scientists also managed to reach their conclusions. They marked the equivalent of 5 hours worth of lab research in every 2 minutes of gameplay because vast sums of data about each player are available in every second of play. So they basically described they were able to reach their conclusions in, quote, warp speed. Okay, warp speed is Star Trek, so yeah. So the findings offer wide-ranging possibilities, including the development of more organized, personalized measures for future diagnostics, etc. Using a video game to figure this out. So spatial navigation. This is a video game that researchers created. This isn't like, you know, something that's out there like GTA. And I guess they created the Sea Hero Quest and engaged casual gamers around the globe. And they said they were very upfront about their purposes, their agenda. The developers focus on Apple and Android users in the UK, this according to CNN, letting them decide whether to allow researchers to collect data about how they maneuvered through the game's virtual world. And then they ended up with 4.3 million players, setting the stage for what they called the largest dementia study in history. Scientists had honed in on data from more than 27,000 players between the ages of 50 and 75. And those are the group that we want to kind of target to try to determine if they're getting Alzheimer's early. And then they compared the results with the performance of 60 people in a lab setting, 31 who had the APOE4 gene, that apparently increases your Alzheimer's risk, and 29 without it. And they found clear differences in the movement patterns among those in the high-risk pool. They chose a less efficient path than the other players. Now, still, memory tests are the standard. Usually, neurologists and stuff will check your memory. But the thing is what if memory starts to go later than this spatial sort of navigation, you know? And we don't want to wait till you start losing memory. If spatial navigation awareness deficits, they say that right here. They say it could precede memory symptoms by many years. Now, what I always get asked, which is a really difficult thing to ask, is what is normal, you know, in terms of brain farts? And that's difficult. You know, I can memorize every student's name. I can still memorize your phone number. I'll remember your birthday. But I'll forget if I ever ate at a restaurant before until something triggers my memory. I'll forget if I interviewed somebody on the show. There'll be a little blips in there going, I just don't remember that. I'll forget a conversation was had. Now, is it because I'm getting older? Or is it because I'm a lot more distracted, so I'm not putting things in the memory that they should? I mean, I can't tell you how many years of college math I took, because, you know, I'd taken calculus in high school, so you get to take the super, you know, advanced ones in college. And here's my son showing me his math, and it's like a foreign language. I'm like, oh, I remember something about that. And so I don't think that's a sign of dementia, but I worry. You know, I worry that, you know, I spent so many times, so many hours on something, you would think it would have been put into some long-term memory. But if you don't use it, you lose it. You know, now with my language, like with my Spanish, I'll as long as I speak it, I'm fine. But if I stop speaking it, I'll start to forget. But then it comes right to you. So, you know, there are different things that you use. Math might be in a different part of the brain than language. You know, they talk about right and left and things like that, but I still think it's all kind of connected. So, if you think you're having memory issues, okay, get it checked out. Then the question I have is, well, what are we going to do? Well, there are still medications out there, you know, to slow down Alzheimer's, but that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about that you might be losing your memory because your cholesterol's too high, or you have high blood pressure, or you have sugar, and you're doing these little, having little multi-infarct dementias, where you're at, or your little little infarcts from from arteriosclerosis, or you know, some artery clogging because you have the same risk factors for arteriosclerosis in the heart. So if I were you, if I was starting to have some memory problems, in addition to making an appointment with your doctor, start, you know, watching what you eat. Start drinking more water. Think about getting a sleep study. Maybe you need more oxygen to the brain. I really think oxygen, sleeping with oxygen at night, might help prevent dementia. It's just a theory I've had that I haven't been able to test. But I think there's a lot of things we could do that we aren't doing that we're kind of hesitating on. And a video game that can help us figure out if we have dementia or early dementia, very, very cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also cool is a urine sample that could pick up HPV. Now, as you know, HPV causes cervical cancer. It also causes throat cancer, penile cancer, anal cancer. But women hate going for pap smears. And so a lot of women would like to avoid going for pap smears, or if they're already on the every 3 to 5 year schedule, what can they do in between? So apparently they've come up with a urine test that could maybe pick up HPV. The research was carried out at the University of Manchester, led by Dr. Emma Crosby, an honorary consultant gynecologist-oncologist. And they said almost a third of women aged 25 to 49 have skipped their latest pap smear. And many, they just don't do it. So experts claim the number of women having routine pap smears have declined because they think the procedure is embarrassing. And also, I think a lot of, you know, healthcare, like just like with us, we stop doing it every year. We said every 3 to 5 years. Well, we still have 20-some thousand people a year die of cervical cancer. So I would love some at-home testing. And so to test the effectiveness of the urine samples, they looked looking at HPV. The researchers analyzed 104 women who attended the colposcopy clinic at St. Mary's Hospital. These women were referred to the clinic due to abnormal cervical screening and results or a suspicious-looking cervix. The women collected urine and vaginal samples. Cervical swabs were also carried out, and then there was DNA testing. Now, you know, there's about 100 variations of the virus, a couple of them linked to cervical cancer and warts. And they looked at those with HPV 16 and 18, which cause most forms of cervical cancer. And they found that the testing kits identified 15 of the 18 cases. So if it's negative, that doesn't necessarily mean you don't have it. But it might have a good sensitivity where it may pick it up. So pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have another case of rat lungworm disease on Hawaii's Big Island. Now, she lives in East Hawaii, and she contracted the disease there, and the case marks the third this year so far in that state. And health officials formally confirmed the case in mid-April, but noted the person who was hospitalized was potentially infected with rat lungworm. Early in February. The exact source not yet identified. They say diagnosis and treatment of the disease is incredibly difficult, especially since there is still much we don't know about the parasite. And so rat lungworm is known as Angiostrongylus catenensis. There's actually a couple different types. There's also Costarisensis. And rat lungworm is in the family of roundworms or nematodes. And the family is called Angiostrongylus. And it's a parasite that could cause neurological infections like meningitis. The sister species, the Costarisensis, can cause severe GI upset. But the catenensis causes meningitis, which is inflammation of the brain. And it's an eosinophilic meningitis. Your eosinophils go up when you have a parasite. It's a type of blood cell that starts to go up and try to fight parasites. And you'll know it's a parasite when you see more eosinophils, because you don't see eosinophils as much with viruses and bacteria. So you'll see neutrophils a lot of times with bacteria, lymphocytes with viral, eosinophils with parasites. And it's found primarily in Southeast Asia and the Pacific Basin. Really rare in the U.S. In 2015, there was a study published in the Journal of Parasitology, and they found cases in Florida, Alabama, California, Louisiana, and Hawaii. Now, the funny thing is it's called rat lungworm because it lives with rodents. But the larvae could be passed to other species through the rat feces. And so we bring up snails and things like that because people eat snails. And snails may pick up stuff on rat feces. The funny thing is the adult worms, or nematodes, live in the pulmonary arteries of rats, hence rat lungworm. The females lay the eggs. Once they hatch, they become first stage larvae. Then they migrate to the rat's throat. Then they enter the GI system. And then they exit through feces. So, what are the symptoms? Well, if you're getting a meningitis, you're going to get a severe headache, fever, neck stiffness, visual disturbances. You'll have trouble looking at the light. You could have nausea, vomiting, numbness, paralysis. You could go into a coma. You could even die. Now, usually the incubation period is fairly quick. You know, you'll usually, you know, get sick within a week. Sometimes, though, it could take up to 3 weeks. But the symptoms could last months, and neurological sequelae could last years. And so how do you get exposed to it? Well, if you eat undercooked slugs, snails, frogs, shrimp, mollusks, contaminated fruits and vegetables, the slime from slugs could be a pretty good source of that, unfortunately. So, you know, people are like, well, you know, how do we know if the rat lungworm is the cause and you don't have a meningitis from something else? Well, what we do is we do something called a cerebral spinal fluid lumbar tap. So we stick a needle into your back and we pull some of the cerebral spinal fluid. And then we could sample it. And again, if we see neutrophils, we could, you know, deduce that there's bacteria. If we see lymphocytes, we could detect viral loads. And if we pick up eosinophils, we could detect parasites. And then that could kind of tell us what to do to start treating you. Because we may not be able to culture it that day. Sometimes we could do a test right away. Sometimes it takes a while to grow in the lab. But at least based on what we find in the sample, we could, you know, start to hone in on how we're going to treat you. And so what is a treatment? Well, if it's a parasite, you know, we try anti-parasites. Usually, though, the parasite will die on its own. We don't have official treatment. So we kind of do symptomatic, you know, measures. Sometimes we'll even have to do steroids to stop the swelling in the brain. But what you got to do is you got to avoid getting it to begin with. So any raw vegetables, wash thoroughly. If you do play with snails and slugs or whatever, wash your hands diligently. Now, the University of Hawaii recommends boiling your snails before you eat them, at least 3 to 5 minutes. Of course, cool them down. And then there were cases with open containers in Hawaii where there was, I think, a drink that they were making. Store food in closed containers and then carefully inspect the food. Keep rodents, snails, slugs away from your food and kitchen counters. But, you know, we talk about snails and slugs a lot. Remember, it comes from rats. So you gotta avoid rats and keep them away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was a Kentucky cheerleader that, unfortunately fell ill, had a real bad infection. And it was an underlying strep infection, and she actually, unfortunately, died. And this had made headlines. This happened in February. Liliana Schlack, a student at Highlands Middle School, complained of feeling ill while at a cheerleading competition at Columbus, Ohio, February 23rd. Then she was taken to a hospital and died. And she was only 13 years old. And they said she had an underlying strep infection. Now, they say this underlying strep infection overwhelmed her whole immune system with little or no warning, catastrophic results. Now, this is one of these very, very rare cases, and we're going to be talking about this more when we talk about antibiotic resistance. These are the types of cases that scare the hell out of parents, and I don't blame them. I'm scared. And they're scared because nowadays we have this anti-vaccine attitude where we are not going to want to, or not anti-vaccine, we have this anti-antibiotic attitude in healthcare where we do not want you to take an antibiotic unless you really need to. And so what we end up doing is we base, like on telemedicine, I can't examine you, so, you know, we base it on pictures or we base it on, you know, what you tell us. And, you know, if we suspect strep, we could treat it. But if we don't, you're not going to get an antibiotic. Now, what a lot of doctors are doing in urgent cares and stuff is they'll swab you for strep. But there's a lot of people that don't want to pay for the test. Like, look, if I need an antibiotic, give it to me. Don't be running extra tests. Now, the strep test shouldn't be that much money, but not everybody wants to get tested. And then, what if the swab is done incorrectly? When you swab for strep, you need to really go all over that throat. But if somebody's afraid of gagging or they start to gag, sometimes the, you know, provider doesn't get a good enough sample. So if it comes back negative, you're not diagnosed with strep. So, you know, while we're dealing with this new age of, okay, well, you know, let's hold off writing antibiotics because, you know, we don't want to over-medicate. And I get that. I'm a fan. Okay? I am a fan of not treating something that doesn't need an antibiotic. We're unfortunately putting ourselves at risk for these rare cases when it really is a bacteria infection. Now, one thing that is not, you know, sitting right with a lot of doctors, and it's a little tough, is we get a lot of calls on telemedicine for sinus infections. Now, how I was trained is if it's a sinus infection, you know, you want to nip it in the bud. But not all sinus infections are bacterial. Many of them are viral. So there's certain criteria. But some of the criteria depend on how long you've had that infection. So many people now are noticing that they're not going to get an antibiotic unless they've been sick for a good week or two. Well, in this particular case, if you have an infection that, you know, can't wait the week or two, there could be an issue. So my suggestion is really have a good relationship with your doctor. I know it's hard in this day and age, but if you don't have a primary care doctor, get one. Don't mess around. Don't blow it off. All right? A lot of you guys haven't done that because you're like, well, I don't want to spend the money and I'll just go to urgent care. You're using urgent care as your primary care. Uh-uh. You can't be doing that. If you are in a bind, you really need somebody who knows you and somebody who has a chart. And so we're really losing family medicine. We're losing that art because people aren't going to the same doctor. 1-877-DOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.